The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, from increasing numbers of refugees sleeping rough to protests against migrants staying at Magowna House Hotel in County Clare, the question of how to solve the housing crisis is something that keeps raising its head and remains unanswered. Are there any simple accommodation solutions? What about converting unused office blocks into housing, for instance? Well, we're joined by CEO and founder of I3PT Certification, Owen Leonard, who specialises in building reuse, and also by architect Roisin Murphy. You're both very welcome to the programme. Roisin, if I could start with you, do you think that if more construction companies working on projects such as old office building conversions, if that more of that was being done, that it would make a reasonable impact on the housing shortage? Do you think it's realistic to think that?
I think it is realistic and it's happening. It's happening in Paris, in London, and it's happening in Dublin and in Cork already. In Cork, there are schemes on the Blackrock Road where they are using old office blocks and helping families downsize from council accommodation where you'd have like a very low occupancy. You may have one individual in a three-bedroom council house, so they will obviously want to utilise that space, so they're converting old office buildings there, and it's already happened in Dublin as well with approved housing bodies, and it's like in Paris it's happening now. It's a specific type of office building, but there's also, to be fair, there's a lot of vacancy in office buildings as well, because since COVID there's been a 15% I think vacancies last reported in February in the commercial sector in offices.
But so I presume as well that not all, you know, unused, disused office buildings are suitable. It depends on the location. It depends on what are the challenges around making it?
There's a thing called a lease distance, right? Which is basically the distance between the elevator and the front windows in an office. An office building, traditionally, they all went open plans. We have these very deep plans. But that said, so they're looking for a what they call a grade C office building, which is a building really from the 60s and 70s. They're usually either in the city centre, or so they're very useful in terms of their location, but they're kind of lower down the food chain of office buildings. They're out of date. But that said, that's the argument they've used as well for upgrading buildings and putting new buildings in. But this is, these people have built-in carbon. This is a really good thing for the environment. It's really good for city centre living as well. And they're also usually tied into quite a lot of infrastructure. So, but the big thing is that if they're built before 2018, you can do this very easily. You don't need the same planning restrictions that you get if you're doing new office buildings. You're not allowed to do this. It's for older stock. So it's really good in terms of taking that vacancy rate that we have in Ireland and reducing it.
So it should be possible. Owen Leonard, you're working with people who are doing this. What are the types of projects that you have seen and been working on, and what are the challenges that they face?
So, Richard, we work, I suppose we're an Irish company, and we work with a lot of major developers. We also work with the funds and the financial institutions that would fund and lend to this type of development, right? But we would have seen probably more of this on the continent than we've seen in Ireland in recent years. There have been some successful conversions at a commercial level. I think Boland's Quay was a very, very successful commercial development where they took an existing building and they engaged in what's called adaptive reuse. So they adapted it for apartment buildings and turned it into a very attractive development. But I was talking to a developer the other day about this. There's huge demand for funders to engage in this type of development, mainly because of sustainable finance regulations and because more and more investors are looking to place their money with sustainable investments. And this type of engagement, this type of investment in existing buildings and reuse is really green. And it's really green because we're not demolishing anything. We're not demolishing a great deal of the building.
So if it qualifies as really green, and it means then it qualifies for, you know, sustainable financing and ticks all of those boxes, why is there not more of it going on? And Roisin mentioned about, you know, other countries and other cities where it's happening. What's the problem that we're not seeing more of it?
There's a series of things, right? And I think one of the developers mentioned the other day to me, it's like Ireland trying to beat the All Blacks 4 or 5 years ago. Everything has to go right. Everything has to go in your favour, right? And I think what I mean by that is, when you look at a development of this nature, first and foremost, whilst you're not building as much because you have a lot of existing structure to work with, that means you're reducing your construction costs ideally. the initial purchase of the property is going to be more expensive, right? So the land price in the first instance can be the first thing that scuppers a deal like this, right? So the buildings can be overpriced, or they can be overpriced when you consider the amount of investment and the amount of work that needs to go on. But when you look at these buildings, the other issue you will have is the physical characteristics, right? So Roisin mentioned one of them there a minute ago, which can actually create a problem. But anything from a larger than normal, or a smaller than normal staircase, or the drainage not lining up appropriately on the site, or the facade not being such that you can put in the right kind of windows. You know, when you look at the current standards that we have to come up to when we take an existing building and look to improve it, any one of these things can be enough to make a project unviable.
So Roisin, yeah. You know, the width of the stairs in yes. an office building yeah. might not match the required width of the stairs for a residential home. That yes. changes the finances, you know, it changes the workload, all of that.
I just bring you back to Batman. This is like, envisage all of those movies you've ever seen where we've seen high-end turnaround of old apartment stocks and new and stocks in New York. It requires imagination. I think that one of the things in Ireland about things like this is we have to think outside of the box. Maybe you put a staircase on the outside of the building. I think we have to be innovative in how we solve these problems.
But those fantastic looking yeah, American yeah. warehouse attic apartments Trevetta, are yeah. mega expensive.
But this is the other problem.
We need lots of cheaper
accommodation. This is exactly it. This is the one other problem that's in this is because of the type of building they are, and exactly as Owen has said, it requires big investment. It's really probably going to end up as downsizing for wealthier people. But that said, it's still part of the food chain of supplying housing. So, you know, it is probably where you would visualise these grand apartment schemes, downsizing for people who want to live in the city, you know, close to the river. It's going to happen. We'll get other housing agencies involved to maybe do what
so
they're doing in Cork and Dublin.
We will get some of this, but it's yeah. more likely to be higher end.
I think
people
so.
To downsize, and that helps, but it doesn't yeah, it really does. Go for very large numbers.
The other thing is, otherwise we invested, we get more funding and more grants for it. But I do think one of the things that has to be said, there are a lot of the office buildings in Ireland are quite small, particularly in smaller towns. Like, not all offices are happening in Dublin. We have very small industrial units in our regional towns and warehouses that are lying vacant everywhere.
We also have, yeah. Owen Leonard, we also have rooms above the shop on 100%. Main streets as well, don't we? I mean, and that's another form of perhaps converting something back into residential if it may have been in the past.
100%, Richard. And I think this is, to Roisin's point a moment ago, there's a two-track approach to this. I think when most people think about converting offices or commercial space into residential, they immediately think of something like we saw in Park West a few months ago with Harcourt, where AIB and Tua and everybody got together and they made something really good happen, where you had a big office block and it got converted to 200 plus apartments, right? And I think that is challenging, and you really need the right building in the right location with all of the right characteristics. It's that all black situation. Everything has to work out, right? But we have a huge amount of stock in our cities and towns that sits above the shop, right? And I think the challenge that we have at the moment is there's an assumption here that if we are to bring these back into use, that they have to be just as good as brand new buildings. And that is not the case in Barcelona. It's not the yeah. case in Milan. We have offices in these locations. And I cycled around Barcelona last year, and every part of that city is in use. You see people bringing their shopping and going up over the stores and the high street, and every part of the buildings above the shops are actually in use. They're living cities.
So they're doing a lot more, and some more of that could be done. Roisin, just finally yeah. to you, I mean, there are very immediate, very yeah. short-term problems in relation to housing. There's been suggestions about for migrants, for example, or asylum yes. seekers, offshore accommodation. What do you think of that?
I have it's a huge kind of bomb in any housing conversation. What we've seen happen in Clare this week, I know it's parsed into the housing problem, and I don't think it's. I think that's a societal problem, like immigration. We are the first, and we must understand that we are going to have more climate problems.
Should it be part of the solution?
Yeah, of course, because you know what? We do it for wind farm. When people are going out to work in wind farms, when they're going out to sea, they have these, what they call floating accommodation. But that said, it can't be a ghettoisation. I think in any housing solution we have, I mean, we have
so
to have mixed.
We
have to have mixed accommodation. We can't just have one type of accommodation. We need to mix and integrate.
I'll have to leave it there. Roisin Murphy and Owen Leonard, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.